Yeah, it was. Great performance, great win. You know, people have been saying since what was different about it, and did we change anything? No, we didn't. I think the main thing was that we got back to keeping a clean sheet and we took our chances. You know, we played really well, no doubt in that. But if we look back even to the Chesterfield, the Walsall game on Saturday, we still created enough chances to get something out of the game. You know, and Chesterfield, we created four or five really good chances. Scoreline could have been different. Notts County here was the same. So we put our chances away, and I think that gave us a lot of confidence. But our general play was outstanding.
What train of thought do you have following on from that? Do you try and ride that high and try and focus on how good it was, or do you have to kind of get grounded now and say, right, that's gone, let's move on to the next one?
No, we like to think we do that after every game. You know, the players are focused at the minute. They were focused going into the game Tuesday because they felt that they let our fans down here last week with the Walsall game, and we can't get too carried away. They know that, and I'll keep reminding them that, because we've got two tough home games coming up against teams that are scrapping for their lives.
And it's one defeat in nine now. It's a great little run that you're on at the minute.
It is, and that's why I wasn't too hard on the players after the game on Saturday. I told them that we've got to put it behind us and hope that it's a one-off, and also let everybody know that before the game Tuesday night, with 19 games left, we're not going to play well in all the 19 games, and we're not going to win all the 19 games. That's not been negative. There might be another performance like last Saturday within that time. But as long as they're few and far between and we get a reaction after it and we keep a run going, one defeat in nine games, if we keep that going and the games we've got coming up towards the end of the season, it'll put us in a great position.
I was going to say, it keeps you on the coattails, doesn't it, of those playoff sides? It's so tight at the minute, you've just got to make sure you stay in that top quarter.
Yeah, then, you know, we finished the game the other night there and we've had a look at the table. We're sitting 11th, but we're 3 points off, and it keeps us in touching distance. You know, and it's not just after a win. I said after the game Saturday that you don't finish in 5th or 6th place in the middle of February. You know, as long as we're in a good position going into the last month or so, or in touching distance going into the last month or so of the season, you know, we'll be happy, because that gives us a good chance.
What could Tuesday night do for a couple of individuals' mentalities? I know afterwards Nathan Tyson was talking about putting what's been a very tough spell behind him now and moving forwards following Tuesday.
Yeah, Nathan was outstanding. You know, we've been desperate to get Nathan back on the pitch, desperate to get him a good amount of training in him. And he said little niggles, he's a illness. And he really led from the front the other night there. I think competition for places helps. You know, players know, you know, we went down there without Luke, without Cops, without Bigucci, and without Abdul. And, you know, players at the back of their mind will know that they're coming back in. The players that are starting, you know, they see Theo on the bench, they see Curtis on the bench, and they see the other ones who didn't even travel down with us. So they know that they've got to perform to keep their place. And I think that was maybe a factor in it the other night there as well.
Do you think those strikers have needed that then? Because we've spoken about the strikers quite a lot this season, haven't we? And that you haven't got one of them leading the way with the goal scoring. Do you think that they've needed that push?
Yeah, they've needed goals. You know, it was pleasing to see Nathan on the on the score sheet. It was pleasing to see Curtis on the score sheet as well. Very pleasing to get, for a team point of view, to get five different scorers as well the other night there. But, you know, I've said all along, I'll back not just my forwards, I'll back all my players, you know, and to use guys and privately when I speak to them on their own and in the team environment, and they know that if they do the business, if they know that if they work hard, whether they're in or out of the team, that I'll back them all the way.
Loan signings, are you still looking to do anything? Why are you looking at things right now?
Not at the minute. You know, we'll assess the lads who have been injured over the next couple of weeks. You know, we're hopeful to see Culps back at some point next week. The same with Luke McCullough. Luke's hopefully going to be back early next week. Uche, I would think, would be back for the weekend. Now with Abdul now coming into that equation as well, that gives me a really strong squad to pick from. You know, if we do pick up any injuries or anything long term, it might be something to look at, but at the minute I'm pleased with what I've got.
So I guess in some ways the week after next you could be almost a full squad, couldn't you, all being well this weekend?
Yeah, you know, it goes from the other night, they're literally having 20 fit players going down to Crawley, including the younger kids, to looking ahead that we might have 20 senior players, you know, which is great for me.
Gives you a real headache, doesn't it, as well, because of after such an impressive performance, how do you change it?
It's very difficult to change it, you know, but you know, some of the boys have had hard games Saturday, Tuesday already this week. A couple have picked up little niggles, which I don't think will be a problem. But what it will do, and everybody's fit, is give me the opportunity that if somebody is not 100%, because sometimes players go out there, whether it's been illness or they might have an injury that people don't know about, but they want to put their bodies in the line and play for the club and play for the team. If that's the case, rather than risking further injury, I've got a squad now that, if needed, I can chop and change with it.
We've just spoken to Abdul Razak and he sounds really excited. The paperwork's all come through now, he's ready to go, he just wants to get out there.
Yeah, he does, and he better back me up a little bit, because I've been building him up massively since he's come in. But nah, we're all delighted. A good signal for me, and I've said to you before, is how other players react to signings coming in, and they're buzzing with Abdul as well. We need to get some game time in him, there's no doubt in that. You know, he's been with us nearly a month now without playing a game, and it was a month before that, before he played his last competitive game as well. But we want to try and get minutes in him as quick as we can, because the one thing he is very talented. You know, he does some things in training that I'll probably dislocate my hip if I tried it. You know, so he's not scared to try things. He's a player that will excite the fans as well. So, you know, we need to get him up to speed and get him in the team as quick as we can.
Could he start this weekend? Would he be ready?
Yeah, he's got a chance. As I said, there's one or two that have picked up niggles. So we'll assess them tomorrow going into the game on Saturday. If I had to start him, I would have no doubt that he could come in, because he's an actually fit lad. He might not last the full game. But we could get 60, 70 minutes out of him.
One of the aspects he was talking to us about was that he said he's had something here that he hasn't had at any other club, where it seems that the players all seem to enjoy just being together and hanging around together and playing together as well. He says the spirit is fantastic, and he said he didn't even have that really when he was at Manchester City.
Yeah, and that's something that we've been, I say we, I'm on about the board, the Gav and my staff have been trying to build since we got in here. You know, I had a friend down who's a reporter on Monday with me, you know, George Paul, don't you? And the first thing that hit him about being at the training ground was the atmosphere, that all the players got on together. There was no cliques, the jovial stuff before training, but the seriousness when training started, and the professionalism, and then the lads all sticking together afterwards. And that's a big plus for me, because it's something that I've been trying to build since I came in here, and we've now got a group of players who all get on. You know, and it's okay having a group of players that all get on and like a laugh and a joke, but there's a serious time within it as well. And that's where my senior pros help.
I was going to say, do you think you've got the capability to be able to go from it being happy and jovial to saying this is a business end now, we need to work hard and get in those playoffs?
Me?
Well, as a whole here.
Yeah. And you know, the players know that, they know what I'm like now as a manager. A lot of them know me well enough that I'll back them all the way. I'll get on well with all of them. You know, but there are times and there are points where I've got to come down on top of them, and I'm not scared to do that. And I think that the players appreciate me allowing them to be a team and have a bit of fun, but also they know that once training starts and once game starts, that they've got to be bang on it.
So Yeovil then, what are you expecting from them this weekend? Struggling at the bottom end at the minute?
Yeah, they are. They picked up a good win the other day there. We're unlucky against Crewe. Terry's, you know, he was in the job before, then obviously stepped down when Gary took over, and he's back in there. And Terry's a good guy, somebody I've known a long time, and his teams are very difficult to play against. You know, they've slightly changed their system to be harder to beat, and it's going to be a tough game. You know, we've got to make sure that we have the same performance levels as the other night. And, you know, people were asking me to pick individuals out the other night. It was so difficult to pick anybody out, you know, because they were all, if you like, 7 out of 10 and above as a group and as individuals. So as much as we know that they'll come here, they'll be disciplined and they'll be tough to play against, we really need to carry on from the other night there and take that into Saturday's game.
I mean, it's back-to-back home games for you as now. Chance to kick on?
It is, but, you know, we're not going to get carried away with the result the other night there, and we're not going to look too far ahead. It's so easy to do that when you've had a good result and look at this game and think, well, we can pick up points there, and we've got them coming the following week, we might be able to pick up points there. And it never ever works out like that. You know, you look at, I seen Crawley get beat off Chester real convincingly a couple of weeks ago, and then I seen them go and beat Preston the following Saturday, and that's in the space of 3 or 4 days. So we've got to concentrate fully on Yeovil, because it'll be a tough game. I don't want anybody thinking it's going to be an easy game for us on Saturday, because it won't.
I wanted to ask you as well for your thoughts on Danny Wilson and his sacking at Barnsley. What do you make to it?
Surprised. I'm shocked. I know their league position is maybe not the one but the league positions can be false, especially in a tight as a division as this is. You know, if they had beaten us a couple of weeks ago, they would have went above us, and that shows you how tight it is. A couple of wins, they'll be back up the top half of the table again. And Danny's a great football guy. I think everybody knows that. And I was really surprised.
And the timing of it as well, there's still quite a lot of the season left to go. Like you say, seasons can go one way or another, we know that, but there's so much football left to play.
There is, and especially the Danny's had a big turnaround of players, not just from last season to this season, but he'd loaned players until January that got him through and into a decent position, and he just brought a new batch in as well. And you need time to work with him, and he's not been given it.